It is time for another edition, because life goes on, of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, audacious, adventurous reporter. Ruth, as my father used to say, no, I'm not going to say that. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, Happy New Year to everyone. We've started off with snow and more snow and cold, but there's hope at the end of this tunnel. In 6 months when we're talking, we'll be complaining about the heat.
Yeah, no, we won't.
I will.
There are a lot, as we look on to 2026, there are, of course, several issues that came up last year that will continue to be of interest this year. We talked last week about the Northern Dutchess paramedics pulling out of Sharon Hospital. I guess that happened, and as of January 1, I'm not quite sure the update on that, but there was a meeting last night that I will have to find out what happened. The selectmen and the paramedic, the ambulance squads, and I think the hospital representatives were all meeting to discuss. There was great concern about coverage once Northern Dutchess is no longer functioning out of Sharon. There was a press release put out by the hospital this past week in which they're assuring the public that everything will be carrying on as usual with paramedic service, and people should not be worried. But there will be further discussions as time goes on. So, as I say, I'll have to find out what happened at that meeting last night. But an update.
How broad of an area is this? Are they taking in as far as the volunteer departments?
The 6 regional towns, I believe. Region 1.
Region 1. Okay.
I believe those are the. I mean, those are the. What Dutchess has been covering, as far as I can see.
And I asked Mike this on New Year's Day, the 1st, and I mentioned it to you, but I saw, leaving Sharon on the 1st, the Nuvance ambulance, and I had not seen one of those before.
Yeah, they've been around.
Okay.
Yeah. They have, I'm not sure what their capacity is. I mean, if you call an ambulance, maybe they're a backup for this is the basic life support,
okay,
not
so
the advanced.
I
suppose. I mean, that's what our local crews are providing, is basic. And as we talked about in the past, paramedics provide the next level up. You know, they're allowed to do things that local squads can't do. But
you know, as well, too, Sharon Hospital has an impact on people across the line in New York State as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
More so,
if this,
actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if this carries over, because I know during all of the hearings they've always had representation from over the line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it reaches into Massachusetts. I think they're serviced by Great Barrington, but there and again. So this one here goes both Connecticut and New York State. So
yeah,
but where Northern Dutchess Hospital? I just noticed that it got an A rating. Where does that fit in?
Northern Dutchess Hospital.
Yep.
That's part of Nuvance.
Okay.
That's over in
Rhinebeck.
Rhinebeck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I have to plead stupid. I've never never heard that one.
Yeah, that's one
I
of the
think
small,
about,
you know,
I think about
Vassar.
Vassar, yeah, that's what I think about, and I don't think about anything else.
Yeah,
so.
There are some smaller hospitals up in New York State.
Yeah, so they still exist.
Interesting. I mean, as far as I can tell, well, I guess Northern Dutchess would be taking New York patients to New York hospitals.
Absolutely.
Now. I'm assuming, yeah.
No, anyway, I just mentioned.
Well, it's going to be discussed for
and
quite
we'll
a while.
Know more. So this is like a tease from we'll know more next week.
Yeah.
But again, we still don't have any involvement from the state.
Correct.
On this.
Do we know that?
Interesting.
Well, we haven't heard anything. I've asked questions, and I've told, you know, we should have more information at some point. But
seems like it's not coming easy, is it?
But and with holidays and everything, I hope people will.
On the other hand, this is the, shall we say, first, second. You know, we're right at the beginning of the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is the first clean week in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
where we don't have
right.
holidays or
all right.
all of
and
these
we'll
things.
We'll give it a week, okay?
So we should have some
do,
more information, so. Hopefully. Again, looking ahead, next Monday there is going to be a, I guess sort of like a groundbreaking Northeast Lumber. If folks remember, in Cornwall,
yeah.
it was Northwest Lumber. And then it became part of Northeast Lumber, and there was a big fire there several years ago, burned down all the buildings, and really was a dramatic incident. The company has received a grant at that point or to help restore the facility. Well, now they are going to do a groundbreaking for a whole new office building next Monday, as I said. They're now spread out. If you're familiar at all, the lumber yard is on Route 7, and a short distance north is the paint store and another part of the business. So this new building will encompass everything. It'll all be moved onto one site. Those other buildings will be sold. And so Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz, who was at the grant when they announced the grant years ago and had a ceremony, she's returning now, and sort of there'll be a ceremony to start the new building.
And what are they building there exactly?
Well, they're putting in a whole new undercover lumber yard. And
oh, okay. Kind of like
the one that used to be the
drive-through lumber yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they had over in North Canaan, Lindell's. They had a nice drive-through.
Well, that's
and there's a, is this a government grant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lieutenant Governor's involved.
Yeah, where does that originate from? I mean, that's interesting, a grant to build a retail business like that.
Yeah, probably some commercial type thing to spur on business. Again, we'll have to find out more information when it happens, but that will be next week. So this grant money will help them.
How close is the new site to the original site?
It's on that site.
Okay. So anyone who, say, decades ago used them to, build the part of her house,
Yeah, I mean, it's been open.
It's like
but
Back
this
to the Future.
There's a long way there in Cornwall and all for lumber yards. They're a great distance in either way because I think the next thing closest would be Ringsend down the road on 7, maybe. And Harrington's is quite a ways away from there, so sometimes.
No, it was again. That's where everything.
It's going to fill up a hole. Well, they have their plans and everything out and shovel
yeah,
ready on
the
it.
Yeah, there's a rendering of the new building out there, and it's
zoning
again.
Approval?
It's a boon for commerce in Cornwall. This will help, and as I said, it opens up a few other buildings now and. They're hoping maybe that would bring in something else at those other sites. So we shall see.
See some growth there at Cornwall Bridge.
Cornwall Bridge.
I'll have to move everything there.
Well, remember, at one point, if you recall, it was a pretty hopping area.
Yeah. It was locally run.
Yep.
And then it was sold to Northeast Lumber, and there was a lot of confusion because it was Northwest Lumber and then Northeast Lumber, and so. But there will be commerce coming, more increased commerce at Cornwall Bridge. And speaking of Cornwall Bridge, there's been a lot of talk about reconfiguring. For those who are familiar with Cornwall Bridge, Route 7 goes off to the left when you get to the center. When you get to the junction of Route 4, and Route 4. There are two roadways with a triangle in between.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of talk about maybe closing off the Route 4 section and making it, one through Route 7.
Why?
Somebody
got some grant money and they need to spend. That's ridiculous. That intersection is fine.
There's
a nice big green space in there. It keeps that traffic sorted. I mean, why would you want to mess with that? Plus, it'll take them 6 years to do it.
Well, this is all well into just the talking stages. But there have been some meetings with the state and with businessmen in that area. There was even a rendering of what it would look like, and it's gone nowhere as far as I know at this point, but there's certainly a lot of talk.
Not to mention it's a great shortcut for somebody who might live on Music Mountain. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was just, there's so much talk about,
I'd like to know whose idea it was.
Economics and trying to build up Cornwall Bridge. So.
Oh, okay, so that would stop people from whipping through Cornwall Bridge?
Well, it also, it is... you have businesses on both sides of Route 7. It is really dangerous trying to walk across. There's a crosswalk there, but it's dangerous. And as I say, there have been lots of talks, and I have not heard anything specific lately, but I know I sat in on a couple of meetings a while back in which they were talking about that.
Yeah, so. And these are state roads, so...
Yeah,
the state's going to ultimately decide what happens there.
Yeah, and again, Cornwall is still, as we look forward, is still working on its wastewater facility in West Cornwall. That's been going on for years, trying to get this facility in that would upgrade all the septics and wells in West Cornwall to promote, again, economic development. They're probably getting close to it. They found a site. They've got the money from the feds. But again, there's been controversy over that. There are some people who say, we don't want to... You don't have to hook up, so, maybe there won't be enough people to do it, and others say, oh, yes, we need it. We have these really run-down septic systems that probably are polluting the river. And so that's been an ongoing issue in West Cornwall. So focus on West Cornwall this year probably.
Okay.
We have, again, last night, a meeting of the Canaan Board of Selectmen. Lots of things on that agenda. One of the interesting things is that Ruggles Landing, I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the former Masons building on Route 44.
Oh, yeah. The state bought that a few years back, didn't they?
Yes, right. And to provide access to the river, there was controversy over that. Some folks in Canaan felt that it should, it's gone off the tax rolls and maybe it should have been sold to for commercial development to bring it back on. Others felt, that really it wasn't needed. Some others say, oh, it's a great idea. We'd love to. North Canaan is the only town in the region along the river that doesn't have access to the river, and so this was a real boon for them. For those conservationists who really are would like to see that, so it sort of disappeared for a couple of years, and now it's being brought back into the focus. And at the last meeting, First Selectman Jesse Bunce formed a committee, and they're going to be working on that, and we could actually see something happen there this year. It's just...
What kind of vision do they have on it, do you know? Is it going to take the building out or use the building? And
yeah, that was a question, too. And I think that's all going to be discussed when this committee convenes, because that building is just sitting empty. Nothing's happened to it.
Yeah, and I think as a commercial site, that's really a tough spot.
It's a traffic hard spot to get in and out,
yeah,
that's for sure.
I don't think that would make good commercial at all.
The sight line there was a great concern. And there's also concern, you know, who's going to maintain it. The state said, no, we're going to give it to the town to maintain, and the town said, no, some people said, no, we don't want that responsibility. There were lots of issues, and I think we'll find out more once this committee convenes and we see what's going to happen there. But there's a lot of many people who are very much in favor of it, and so I think getting this committee together is a smart idea.
Well, it sounds like the state really doesn't want to do anything. They want the town to do it. So.
Yes.
Maybe they should just give it to the land trust like they did the Honey Hill development over there.
Yeah. Well,
and let it be.
It's always the case of, you know, management and money.
Well, and two, when you have access to the river can be a very dangerous place as far as, you know, kayaking and boating and stuff. You take on a liability there.
Yeah.
You know, much like down there at the falls in Falls Village, Salisbury area, that's it's a liability, and you have to think about that.
Yeah, that's true. So there are a lot of variables, as you say, on that one. So I'll be interested to catch up on that meeting as well. So Monday nights are busy meeting nights.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, we look ahead to a lot of issues in a lot of towns this coming year, and there will be some that will come up that we had no idea of in January and will be very newsworthy in July or in August or whatever. So that's what makes our business interesting.
I was just going to say, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Because you just never know.
Region 1 board convened last night again.
Budget time.
And budget time is starting, as Sam Herrick, business manager, put out last couple of months ago. It's starting. And here we go. Our job is also very cyclical. We know. I mean, other than things that are cropping up, what happens in all these months. So.
Yeah, it's like at Christmas time to New Year's, it kind of goes dull, even most of December to a certain degree. And then, of course, in the summertime, it's up and down, but a lot of them try not to have summer meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we learn about things as they come up. There'll be more issues, more lawsuits.
But the thing that still amazes me is that we went from drama. Was it Honey Hill? I don't know. Without knowing. You know, all the drama, the resignation of Tim, et cetera. And then we found out that it had been donated.
Well, so far, though, that's not a sealed deal, as we talked about last week, but more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could change their mind. You know, that happens, too.
I'm willing to bet on this one, but okay.
Yeah, I would, too, but, you know,
so
just got to throw the other one out
that.
There. Little red
meat. If we're both on the same side of the bet,
Throw it out there so people will say, I heard.
Great. Oh, how
That's
helpful.
Like, they were talking about the rail trail, too, in Salisbury. No, just kidding.
Speaking of,
all these
things will keep cropping up again. We have so many. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hear more about Wake Robin.
Yeah, that's possible, too.
Yeah.
Well, time will tell, and speaking of time...
But that is a real... That I would not bet against.
Yeah, well, as I said, time will tell, and we're out of time, so... Anything further from you, Ruth? If not, I'm going to turn it over to Jill, and she can do something about getting us out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. This has been... No, Ruth, we really appreciate it. I'll call. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, roaming, voracious, audacious reporter on Robin Hood Radio.